This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Welcome to the weekend. I remember, Paul, we did a remote at the Bantam Jeep Festival. It was the Friday before Father's Day that weekend, and I had no idea how big a deal it is. They come from everywhere to be here at Cooper's Lake in Butler County. And joining us is the festival director, Patty Jo Lambert. We've talked before. Patty Jo, you must be busy as all get out right now.
We sure are. It's a busy morning, but it's exciting that we are ready to kick off our 13th annual festival this year.
Yeah, and you've done a great job with this because it's important to note, and I thought about this because of the 80th anniversary of D-Day yesterday. The Jeep, developed for World War II, and the birthplace, Butler, Pennsylvania.
That's for sure. This event really does celebrate Butler as the birthplace of the Jeep. We have a great history exhibit that showcases how the Jeep was made in Butler. And we do a World War II military encampment. So we try to really encourage everybody to learn about the history of the Jeep and how that vehicle became what it is today.
And I would imagine when people from around the country, they're real proud of, over the years, there have been so many different models, right? And they come together to show off. So who's coming from the furthest that you know?
Oh, goodness. The last I looked, it looked like Colorado. But that could have changed. So I think Colorado is our furthest right now.
All right. So what's the game plan, Patty Jo?
Well, today we kick off at 9 o'clock, and we have more than 100 vendors out here and trail rides going on, lots of other activities happening today. And then we cap tonight off with our Jeep invasion, which is in downtown Butler. We'll park 1,000 Jeeps on Main Street. There'll be about 10,000 people coming out to fill the streets and check out all the Jeeps that are there to show off how original and how unique everyone makes them.
What's the most unusual thing that's going to take place?
Well, I'd say that tonight there's going to be a Jeep sculpture unveiling at 7:30 during the invasion. A sculptor from Butler was commissioned by two nonprofit organizations, the Rotary and Butler Downtown, to create a replica of the Pilot, which was that Jeep that was made here in Butler. So that's going to be unveiled at 7:30. It will be a piece of public art that will remain along Main Street for as long as we can help it make. So we're excited to use that as a photo opportunity and just another way that the community is celebrating the Bantam.
I don't know. 10,000 people be in Butler, and I love invasion. So 1,000 Jeeps will be lined up there.
Yeah, they really do invade Butler. They'll be coming in from both north and south directions later this afternoon. And we should have everyone parked by between 7 and 7:30 tonight. All 1,000 Jeeps should be in their places. And then it just becomes a fun street party and a Jeep celebration. And the businesses downtown, the breweries, they make custom Bantam brews. There's donut shops that make Jeep-themed donuts. So the businesses all get involved in it as well, which makes it a really fun community event too.
What percentage of the Jeeps are not typically painted, that they're custom in some way?
Wow, I would say probably 70% at least. There's probably even more. Of course, the military Jeeps are as custom not custom. Right. And then you have all the other Jeeps that everybody has, all probably from about the CJ series and up, that people just customize them in any way they can. You'll find different bumpers, different fenders, grills, grill inserts, lift kits, paint jobs. It's just like a sea of customization when you come to Bantam, just because everyone has so much fun making their Jeep their own. And I think that's really why people love them so much. Not only their versatility and being able to be a street vehicle that you can be your daily driver, but also you can take it off-road. And so people just love the opportunity to make their Jeep express their personality and their interests, and they name their Jeep. So it's fun to just walk down around everything and see people with the different names they have. They decorate them. So it's really just a really wonderful sea of Jeeps and everything Jeep for the next 3 days.
All right. When is the blessing of the Jeeps?
That's going to happen on Sunday morning at 7:30. It's a beautiful view. You can see actually the lake at Marine State Park from where we do this here at our venue at Cooper's Lake Campground. And we'll bless the Jeeps that arrive and participate in that bright and early and hope they all have safe journeys the rest of their time.
All right. You can go to BantamJeepFestival.com for all the details. Patty Jo Lambert is the festival director, 13th year. Good luck this weekend. Looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate too, Patty Jo.
It sure does. We've been watching it super close, and that looks like we have a great weekend in store, and everyone should have a wonderful time at Bantam.
All right. Appreciate you making time for us. Have fun.
Thanks so much.
Right, she mentioned naming the Jeeps, and I would be curious to know how many people give their vehicles a name. When I was a grandchild, we named one of my grandmother's cars. But I haven't named a car since.
It's funny that you bring that up. There are many people that give their cars a name. I think former Big Boss Dave, his wife named a car after Marty.
Really?
Yeah. I forget what it was. I think it was an AMC Pacer. I'm not sure.